And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
Let's welcome the Continuous Call Team in season 2018. Daryl Bryman is ready to rumble for another year of rugby league. Big man, a very good evening to you.
Well, this is what I've done. I can smell 2018 brilliantly here, David. It's just magnificent to be back in the interactive studio.
Just out of interest, Daryl, yes. What does 2018 smell like?
It smells refreshed. It smells like an angel's cried on your tongue. It smells like that.
Davey, you might have to visit this next sponsor because I know you need some to do some work around the house. Australian Hammer Supplies.
Oh, gee, nothing like getting hammered.
I mentioned the long list of network stations, Daryl, and I'll need your help here to welcome all of our loyal listeners to the Continuous Call Team.
Konnichiwa, everyone.
No, we're not broadcasting over that part of the world, Daryl, don't you worry. But we are broadcasting to Port Moresby through FM 100, big man.
Well, Mullagulla, Mullagulla.
What about Radio Sport New Zealand?
Hey, Brew.
I want some fish on chops. And put a friend on the front while you're at it.
And we have to try and think about a replacement for that short period that beautiful Erin is off giving birth.
Well, I'm not going to have long off, Ray. Mm. The way I see it, and I know this is probably quite naive and I've never had a child before, obviously, but like women in the African jungle just kind of pop a squat and have a child and then go back to hunting. So I think we're a little bit self-indulgent in the West.
That's a really good way.
So why don't just leave it in the jungle?
No, they pick it up. But I'm saying then they
what
go...
What is it? The welcome walk along the drags behind them. They don't even cut the cord.
Have we got some breaking news on young Harrison Riddell as well? Will he be out there on Panthers Stadium on Sunday playing footy himself?
Yes, he's going to make his debut out on the Penrith Stadium.
Do you get much of a chance to see
a lot
of him play?
No, I do. I saw him last Saturday.
Grand final, though, you wouldn't.
A comprehensive preview alongside your Mark Figgy Riddell at a ground very unfamiliar to him, given that he was supposed to be there on grand final day. Pig, good afternoon.
Well, the good news for the next two sides, Canterbury and Melbourne, is that the sun is just about gone completely, so it'll make it dark.
Easier.
This is a great call.
60 seconds with Erin Molan, but it says Erin Molan, baby bliss. Erin Molan's amazing year.
Amazing.
Look, I didn't write it, okay? Look, I can't control the press.
Particularly when you ring them. Knowing the way he kicks, I think you'll knock this over.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not the kiss of death champion. I am a very good judge of a kick.
Reynolds swings it around and he's missed it, Daryl. He was never going to kick it from the moment you said that.
What the hell are you doing, Adam?
You wouldn't suggest that Lockie has shaved the front to make himself look bald, right? So hair does not grow on that part of his skull.
I think and it then, does. He's taken tap.
Well, see, if he was doing like an advanced hair, like a Warnie thing, then wouldn't he kind of do a promotion or something?
Well, because he doesn't want to be known to be doing something.
I'll ask him when he comes into the broadcast box if he wouldn't mind bending over, and I will then examine.
I know you've been separated for a while, Ray, but
divorced, if you don't mind.
Things have changed.
Which way is he bending?
We know he's doing it tough for the girls, but I'm saying, leave me alone.
Sabby, just do me a favour, though. Daryl got when you walked out the back of the box to get a bottle of water, Daryl got hold of your little iPad and may have downloaded some apps onto your...
Christine doesn't look
that you may not want to have on there.
You might want to go and have a look.
I've got to take it back to the Samsung shot at Bondi Junction.
Something, I think it says fake taxis or something like that.
So now I've got to take them back there and get them to down...
No, you can do it yourself.
That's the chore. It's yours, isn't it? No one else uses it, do they? Except for you and me.
Oh, he's a dreadful man.
You can't have a runway that isn't straight. Of course you've got to have parts of it where planes get off. And if they're straight, angled, whatever, or circular or oval
like
shaped as you are. But they've got to get off. Yeah, here comes the whistle.